Hi, my name is Teddy, and you're listening to Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy. I'm using the Ascension Press Great Adventure Kids Catholic Bible Chronicles. The use of the Catholic Bible Chronicles has been granted by Ascension. You can find it online at their website, ascensionpress.com. This podcast is a production of Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy, and is not reviewed or endorsed by Ascension. We'll begin with an opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us baptism to continue to love and listen and follow you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will read the first part of God Promises Abraham Many Descendants. It is based on Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 21 and Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. God promises Abraham many descendants. Abram traveled a very long way. It was a journey of about 1,000 miles. He took off with his wife Sarai and the rest of his family in their flocks of sheep and goats. They traveled along the caravan and trading routes of the Fertile Crescent, and they journeyed south to the land God had promised him, the land of Canaan. Trusting in God, listening to God, Abram and his family had walked. He had fought enemies, rescued his captured nephew Lot, and offered prayers and sacrifices along the way. The king and priest Melchizedek of Salem had met him, blessed him, and offered prayers with bread and wine. Abram continued to listen and follow God. God had promised him this land, and here he was in the land of Canaan. God had also promised him many descendants, and among them kings ruling over a people who would bring blessing back into the world. Now it was time for God to deepen his relationship with Abram. After the flood, God had made a special promise with Noah, a promise called a covenant. He had given the rainbow as a sign of that covenant of faithfulness. It was time for God to make a covenant with Abram and give him a sign too. "Don't be afraid," the Lord said to Abraham. "I am your shield." Abram trusted that what the Lord told him was true, but he still had a question, for he and his wife Sarai still had no children. Who would his descendants be? For the answer, God took him outside and showed him the stars in the sky scattered, twinkling, too many to count, even too many to see. "Look," God said, "number the stars, so shall your descendants be." And Abram's trust in God's promise depended. Abram had another question. This one was about the land. Yes, he and his family were in Canaan, but it was not theirs yet, as God had promised. How was this to be? For the answer, God first gave Abram a task. He told him to gather animals: a 3-year-old female cow, female goat, and ram, and also a turtle dove and a pigeon. Abram did so. Then he prepared the animals for sacrifice and laid them on the ground. The sun set past the distant hills. Night came, and Abram fell into a deep sleep. The darkness was heavy and surrounded him. God spoke to Abram. He told him what would be coming to Abram's descendants, that they would wander and live in a land that was not theirs, and they would be enslaved and oppressed for hundreds of years. But that would not be the end of the story. God told Abram that the people would be freed, and those who oppressed them would be judged. As for Abram himself, he would die in peace. This is quite exciting. God is ready to make another covenant. This time, he prepares Abram for this covenant. God tells Abram that if he trusts him and does everything he asks, God will bless his family and give him children that outnumber the stars. Abram prepares for the covenant by gathering animals for sacrifice. This reminds me of a dream I once had where God appeared to me and promised that I would be a priest when I get older. If I follow his word and trust in him, next time you will read the second part of the story. God promises Abraham many descendants. Thanks for listening and praying with me today and kids. Bible in a Year with Teddy podcast. Make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can join me next time.